Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Odie Leon from Jerry Metner is his first book. He deals with health and well-being, a collection of stories and essays. Jerry was born and raised on a farm, a small rented house in Beaverton, Michigan, involved in education as a teacher, school administrator, created and operated a chimney cleaning business, an aspiring author and lecturer. Jerry Metner, author of Odie Leon, joins us from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, on This Week in America. Jerry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm really happy to be here.
It is great to have you with us on the program. All I have to do in any time in the fall is mention Sault Ste. Marie and I get a chill. What's the weather like? It's probably beautiful up there now, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful, but like in the 40s. So it's a jacket time of the year.
Well, soon it'll be snowblower time. So good luck as winter approaches up there. You've lived your entire life in Michigan, a fascinating background and fascinating concept for writing the book. Let's first of all talk about the inspiration. Where did this idea come from? How did it develop? And I understood it took a while to actually get to the point of writing your book.
It did. Well, you know, I was had my life experience 5 or 6 years ago was really satisfying. Things were happening good, and I wanted to tell people about it. And so I started making some contacts to start a book. And when I did, and sent in a first kind of a proof that they came back and it looked worse than my high school term papers. Half red and half, just little thing that, oh man, I'm not an author. What am I doing? Well, it was very much ego-centered rather than from the heart. And I think that was, plus I wasn't ready. I thought I was, but I wasn't. So I just set it aside. But in place of that, I started reading about about health and wellness. And, I had some great authors that I still, you'll hear their names today or sometime if you're tuned in to me. But it was on the making changes in our lives so that we could experience those good things, those things that we would call good. And so about 3 or 4 months ago, you know, I'm done being an author, 3 or 4 months ago, I get this anonymous phone call, and well, it wasn't really anonymous, but it was from a book agency, and they said, we would like to interview you on your book, about your book, and I said, oh my goodness, I don't have a book, and I said, well, sure, we'll just do that. So I put together my book, and there will be another follow-up copy, I'm sure, because every time I'd start to want to set it in, I'd think of something new. So there will be a book number two in here in a year or so.
Well, that is good. It's interesting knowing a little of your philosophy, and you mentioned timing. Timing really, you think, is everything, isn't it? I mean, wanted to write, it really wasn't time for you to write. But now it is. So by waiting, you're a published author now.
One of my people, Wayne Dyer, that I've really gotten a lot of inspiration from over the years. And one of the things that he says, events do not happen in your time. They happen when they're supposed to. And that's why I don't get, you know, just like coming on, you know, we had a little delay to get started here. And it's going to happen when it's supposed to. I don't have to worry about it. It's great, a great patience builder.
Well, it really is. And I'm guessing, because I'm seeing the smile on your face, by the way, the video version of this is up on YouTube. Go to our website, click on videos, or just Google us on YouTube, and you'll be able to find the video channel that we have with all the programs we've done, including Jerry. That really, you're enjoying this time of life now, aren't you? It's just, you sit back and what happens, I make the best of it. And in this case, you made a good book out of it that's helping other people.
Thank you. I just had a birthday here a month ago, and I accuse everyone of being dyslexic. and reading their numbers backwards, they're calling me 81 instead of 18. I mean, you know.
I think it's time for new bifocals for your friends. I think that's something on the Christmas list to have there so they can tell the difference. You look closer to 18 than you do 81 with your enthusiasm. The book is Ode Leon, and if you're going to Google that, that's E-A-U-D-E-L-E-O-N-E. You'll find it on our website. Jerry Mettner, that's M-E-T-H-N-E-R. So you've got everything you need there as you're going to look for the book, and you'll find philosophy, you'll find goals. Talk a little bit about your philosophy on life. You told us some in following Wayne Dyer and some of the other people, but that philosophy really has made you a very peaceful person. Whatever it is you're reading, I want to read some of that too.
I state right at the beginning of my book that my philosophy is real simple. It's all created things are basically good. And even in people, you know, I mean, then I kind of talk to myself and say, what do you mean, Jerry, that with all the wars going on and all the stuff going on that doesn't seem good? Well, I start out by saying, well, you know, initially, you take two individuals and they're good, best of friends, and then pretty soon one of them says, well, I'd rather you do this or that, or, well, my way is better, you know, and then pretty soon they're arguing, and then pretty soon they're throwing fists, and then pretty soon they're kicking each other, and somebody gets done in.
Yes. Perhaps.
But anyway, but basically, if we would stick to our who we really are, there wouldn't be any need for wars and arguments. And of course, our society in America is win, win, win. I mean, in our sports, in our activities, in our jobs, and that's good, but it isn't good, too. If we're, I know Wayne Dyer used to say, don't strive to be better than someone else, but strive to be better than you were yesterday. And if we could just adopt that philosophy and really take it to heart, it would take care of a lot of the problems, what we call problems, every day.
Well, talk so, about the influence that your reading, people like Wayne Dyer and the others, had on shaping who you are today. Jerry Mettner, 81, looks like he's 18, just had a birthday, great shape. A great mind. Talk about the impact that had on shaping you, because you're going to be doing that with a whole new group of people out there that read your book, Ode Leon, watching interviews like this, and you'll be shaping them. It really made a difference in your life. I could see a peaceful you.
Thank you. That's what I am. And I choose to be that, and I reinforce that by telling myself frequently that, Jerry, you are well. You're okay. You're better than okay. You are triple well, if there is such a thing. But one thing I'd kind of like to mention, Rick, is I have a system, I call it. I mean, you know, when we put names on stuff, I don't know what it is.
Yes, I'm fascinated by this. Tell us about it.
I created a new word. It's called intranspiration. You've never heard it before, unless you've heard it from me. You won't find it in the dictionary until maybe next year it'll be in there. Who knows? I think it will be. But anyway, in transpiration, it's parts of three words in that. First is information. Now, see, that's how I got, partially how I got to where I am today. I collected information. For 5 years, I've been collecting information from Wayne Dyer, from Joe Dispenza. He has an excellent book, You Are the Placebo. Bruce Lipton, The Biology of Belief. Oh, that's a great one. Bruce taught university biology for years, and he finally suddenly came to the conclusion that I'm teaching this wrong. He was teaching that genes, we get our genes from our ancestors,
yes,
and they're the same. But he says, no, genes are like a blueprint. Blueprints can be changed. And we change them by changing our thoughts, changing our perception of the way things are. And but anyway, so number one was information. You know, I can't believe that I got so much information about genetics and beliefs, and but it shows up, you know, when you're open to it. Then the next one is information. And in the information stage, our mind begins to change, our perspective begins to change, our thoughts begin to change, because, well, even the Bible, it says, and I really harp on this one, a man thinks, or a man is the way he thinks. As a man thinks, so he is. And if we change our thoughts, we can move toward becoming anything, literally. And then the third part, I was probably in this phase 5 years ago. That's inspiration. And when we become inspired, things just open up unexpectedly, pretty soon the unexpected becomes so normal that there are no more unexpecteds.
Right.
But, and actually, you know, one of the things that I really would like for people to get from this, you know, when I started out doing this, I thought, oh boy, I can be rich and famous and everything. And yeah, I still welcome that. But I have a greater compassion for, gosh, I've got some information here that can help people to experience greater wellness and not be as sick as we get. And matter of fact, just recently, two young people that wasn't their time, in my estimation, to go, and they, cancer took them. You know, there are ways of living, thinking, practicing that can help us to better, so that cancer, you know, we develop our immune system, so that cancer and some of these other, even the darn COVID. I might get to take the task on for that one, but I really think that.
Oh yes.
I don't have time for COVID. I'm too busy living, so it can't.
Well, and that's such an example for all of us. And basically, you are what you talk about, right? I mean, you live the lifestyle that you're talking about in your book, O.D. Leon.
Yes. One other point I wanted to make about O.D. Leon is I got that from the history of Ponce de Leon, the Spaniard that explored Florida looking for the Fountain of Youth. And boy, if we get the Fountain of Youth, we can be youthful, healthy, happy. And believe it or not, it was probably 40 years ago I gave a lecture, kind of a sermon-like thing, on the Fountain of Youth. And as I talked about it, when I finally got to the conclusion was, there is a Fountain of Youth. It's not in the wilds of Florida, though. Guess where it's at? It's right in here. We all have a Fountain of Youth. If we just believe it, receive it.
Interesting.
And use it. I really believe that, you know, again, I refer to biblical passages quite a bit, and I know some people say, oh, Jerry, you're taking this out of context, but I really do believe that all things are possible, which is we believe. And also in my in transpiration, I emphasize the importance of giving thanks all the time. Again, that's another Bible thing, give thanks in all things. And I'm not trying to preach to anyone, but I'm telling you the things that work for me, and they can work for you if you sincerely seek it.
Well, it's interesting because there is power in gratitude, isn't there?
Oh, I think three different places in my book I say give thanks. You know, give thanks before you even start something. Give thanks while you're doing it. Give thanks when you're done, and then just give thanks just to give thanks.
And you'll feel better by doing that. But the time is going by so quickly. I get the impression sometimes people hit a certain age in their lives and it's like, okay, this is not a learning experience anymore. I know all I'm going to know in life. This really is a continuing education for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And you can never get it all. As soon as you get, I think you've got it all, a lot more shows up. It just keeps revealing to you. I mean, if you're open to it. But, I don't let anything become frustrating to me, but it could become frustrating to me when I speak to, just in conversation with not necessarily older people, but I'll say, why don't you do this or that? And that isn't even a possibility, especially if someone is, and if you are later in life and with grave illnesses, the chances are pretty slow, that you're going to make a big recovery. But it's possible. It can be done, I believe.
Well, you're someone who looks for a solution, too, and that I like that aspect of life, too. Rather than just sitting around, you're looking, your mind is active, you're looking for a solution. A couple minutes left in the program. What are your goals for the book, O.D. Leon? And to me, it's a book that, boy, you can sit down and read it all the way through. You can read a little bit at a time. You can read it. You can put it up on the shelf and bring it out when you need a little encouragement. What do you hope we get out of reading O.D. Leon?
Well, I hope you get an open mind. Now, I even make the statement in it. I said, because the book is very short, I don't think I even have 100 pages, but I make the statement that look between the lines, look between the pages, look between the sentences. Yeah, read the sentences, read the lines, read the pages, but look between, and I guess what I'm saying by look is to think. And expand on it, just because we all have imaginations. I know one of the authors that I've read said one of the greatest forces, the greatest energies, whatever you want to call it, in the universe is imagination. It's just like a little kid, when you have an imagination, you can do anything.
Oh yes, yes. Everything is possible. You've done such an excellent job with this, and it's just amazing. The time is right. The book is called O.D. Leon. That's E-A-U-D-L-L-E-O-N-E. Jerry Mettner is the author. That's Mettner is spelled M-E-T-H-N-E-R. You're working with Book Trail Agency on this. They've been the ones that have been there with you and working on getting the book out there. And it sounded like book number two is sort of in the thought process.
I don't want to be a book number two, but it's inevitable. I can't stop it.
We'll keep it going. Then three and four, because you have such great advice that you have for people, and you just sort of slow the world down for us, and we can sort of take it in bits and pieces and not overthink something, not get all upset, let things come to us. And that's exactly the philosophy that Jerry has in the book. Jerry, it's been really fun having you with us on the program. Thank you. Congratulations on getting the book out there. The book is O.D. Leon. Jerry Mettner, our guest on the program. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity, Rick. We'll be talking to you sometime soon.
Would look forward to do it again. The book, once again, O.D. Leon, Jerry Mettner, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.